done. See, the expensive seats at the front and the cheap seats are at the back. So my name is Amanda and welcome to Stirling Baptist this evening. I'm going to speak on Father God. We started a series 2 weeks ago on the names of God, and we heard from Rosie about God being the potter and how we are clay that he bashes and molds and transforms into something really beautiful and useful. And then last week we heard from Rab, and he spoke about God being I am and God being almighty and who he is and his awesomeness. So this evening I'm going to speak on Father God, because to me when I think of God, I automatically think of Father. All right. It's been a struggle to hear this message from God this week. And as we go through it, you'll understand the irony of why it was hard for me to hear what the message was for tonight. But Mark, when did you pick your songs? Was it Wednesday, Thursday time-ish? That's fine. Okay. Why I'm asking is because they are so pertinent to what we're learning tonight. They're spot on. So you heard well. But let's crack on. We're going to start off with reading. I'm going to read to you Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. And then we're going to home in a couple of verses in Luke. So not only do I not have a waistband for this tonight, but we're also, so we've got a bit of a fashion faux pas, but we're also going to try the PowerPoint. So if it all goes pear-shaped, just keep smiling. That's my rule of thumb. Keep smiling. But let me read to you, first of all, from Matthew 3, verses 13 to 17, and it's entitled The Baptism of Jesus. So then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? And Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. But we're going to focus on Luke. Same story. But listen to this, verses 21 and 22. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. These two verses for me were rich in teaching and understanding and stretching my understanding of God as Father. And I thought I'd share some of these thoughts with you this evening. Jesus, first of all, was baptized by John. Why would Jesus be baptized if he is sinless and perfect? Why would he need to be baptized? And of course, he did this to identify with us, because Christ came as God in human form. And if Christ was going to be the ultimate sacrifice, conquering death, and being that perfect example for us of how to connect with God, he had to go through the baptism so we could identify with him and he with us. If you like, it was a foretaste of what was to come in the future, Christ's death and resurrection. And we know that baptism symbolizes that to us today. That when we go underwater, we're putting to death all the wrong things and the wrong thoughts and the wrong behaviors that we have done. And we're coming back up out the water, brand spanking new, spotlessly clean, made perfect in God's sight through the death and resurrection of Christ. So that's simply why Jesus was baptized. But then it says, as he was praying, heaven was opened. This blew me away. During the action of prayer, during the action of it, heaven opened. Heaven opened. Where Father God lives, where we can connect with the God Almighty, opened up. And so I guess it's appropriate I've come down a level to speak, because it opened. And as we read on, the Holy Spirit came down to be with him and to be with the people. So heaven opened, but it was an action he had to do. Father God in the heavenly realms broke through, and Father God became accessible. He stretched down to connect with us. And this highlights to me anyway, that the only way we can connect with God is through Jesus. But isn't it beautiful that God opened up and he stretches down to reach Jesus as an example of how he can do that with us when we pray. But not just heaven opened, the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. We tried to make doves last week in History Makers to symbolize this story. It went horribly wrong. In my class, it went wrong. The rule of thumb is don't make them with cardboard. It brought some kids to tears. So paper is the way to go, definitely. Unfortunately, we don't have to try and construct the Holy Spirit in reality. He came in power down from heaven to be with us. And he rested on Jesus symbolically, like a dove. Now, can you imagine the scene? Crowds of people. And there you go, you've got John the Baptist, who probably hasn't had a bath in months, in the middle of the River Jordan, baptizing all these people. And then the Messiah comes. He says, here's the one that I've been calling out and saying is coming. Here's the one whose sandals I'm not even fit to untie. And Jesus comes forward. Now, the kerfuffle would be, who is this man? John has definitely lost the plot, but he did mention something about this, so let's watch and see. But this perfect being, the sinless, spotless sacrifice came and went through that baptism to symbolize his love for us. That's quite amazing, is it not? And then heaven opens, and just when you think the film's getting really good, the punchline comes. The Holy Spirit comes down. You can imagine the music in the background, you know, and here it comes, here it comes, the Holy Spirit comes. The power that I think I'd be shaking, would you not be a wee bit scared to see all this happening before your eyes? This is a holy moment. This is a moment that will transform the lives of those watching from that moment until eternity. You couldn't fail but be impacted by that. It's awesome. So he came down. We've got the heavens opened. We've got the Holy Spirit coming down. And then blow me, there's a voice. And it's not just any voice. It's the voice of Almighty God. And what did he say? You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. This verse has carried me through the last few weeks in particular. And I think it's fair to say, leading up to my ordination, I had a battle going on, a real battle. And thinking, this is what I'm called to do, but this is who I am. And we're all aware of our faults and our failures. And yet, God says, you are my daughter. You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. And I really fought with that. I don't mind telling you. And I think if we're honest and we want to go deeper in God, we all wrestle with that. But that's the fact. If we are standing in Christ, if we have received him as our Savior, what does God see when he looks at us? Does he see the sin? Does he see the warts? Does he see the bad feelings? Does he see the wrong thoughts, the poor actions, all the things that we do wrong, the speeding on the speed camera? He sees none of that. He sees us perfect. Because we are in Jesus. That's humbling. And it's awesome. But you know, if we grasp that repeatedly through our walk, we can only go deeper in God. Deeper and deeper. You are my son. Beloved son. Admired. Adored. Cherished. Darling. Dear. Dearest. Loved. Precious. Prized. Revered. Treasured son, whom I love. I, Almighty God, everlasting Father, I love you. With you, with Jesus, with me, with you, I love you. And he says, I am well pleased. Not I might be, I could be, perhaps on a good day if it's sunny, I may well think you're okay. No, I am definitely, unshakably, truly convinced, pleased with you. With you, I am well pleased. Pleased, contented, delighted, euphoric, glad, gratified, happy, in high spirits, over the moon, pleased as punched, satisfied and thrilled with you. Folks, Father God wants to speak to us. To us. But I guess the question is, do we listen to Father God? And how does that work? Facebook, TV, radio, iPods, iPads, laptops, studying, schoolwork, your parents, your granny, your best friend. That's the reality of all these different voices coming into us, isn't it? So how does that look on a day-to-day basis? How do we zone out and tune in to God? So I've asked for 5 volunteers, that's your cue boys, to come on up. It's cost me a fortune, this. Right. Rab, you can come over here. All right. You've not got talking to do, you've got listening to do. Home in one. That's for you. Right, you're a God. You can be the best friend. You can be the child.
Thank you.
Right? And you can be the parent. All right? So the deal is that you four, if you stand sideways here a little bit, facing Rab, you're going to tell him about your whole day. What it's all been about from the minute you got up until yesterday until the minute you went to bed last night. What you ate, what you drank, everything. Okay. Every detail. You're going to spend your time as a child going, Dad, can I have this? Can I have that? I need this. I need my homework money. Whatever. Okay? Right. Parent, you'll be used to this. Get your room tidy. Have you done your homework? You're looking a bit scruffy. You're needing a shave. All right? That's your parent role. And you're God. And you've got what to say on the back there. You've got your script. He's home and dry. All right? So how it's going to work is, after 3, you are all going to talk loudly at one time together to Rab. And you have to, with all your might, stay put. Don't go close. Stay put. Listen to God only.
All right, okay.
But I'm going to ask what all these other people have said at the end as well.
I've not listened to them.
You have to try not to, but you will pick it up. I guarantee you'll pick it up. Right, ready? So after 3, 1, okay, ready?
I'm ready.
2, 3, go. All right, stop. That is life, is it not? And all its fullness right there. Can I have my nappy changed? That was classic. Okay, so, Rab, what did your best friend do all day yesterday? Did you hear anything he said?
No.
He's no longer your best friend.
He had a good day.
Okay. Child, did you hear anything your child was asking you or telling you?
They liked my beard.
Give it a yank. Okay.
He wanted stuff. I think he wanted stuff.
All right, okay. Good. Parent?
Yeah, I was inside of my room.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
To keep my beard.
And God, what was God saying to you?
Not a word. God was the quietest one of the
three. Good man. Well done. Keep it like that. Okay. Now come closer and try again.
Okay.
Right? Stand here. Okay? Try again. No. Right, okay, ready? And again, boys, after 3, 1, 2, 3, go.
You're the worst best friend I've ever met.
I can't believe this.
We were up at 11 o'clock, then I went to Edinburgh, and I was busking for like 4 hours, and then I went for coffee at Starbucks.
All right, stop. Thank you. He likes his Starbucks and doing gigs, doesn't he?
He was busking.
He was busking.
I wanted to know about time stable.
Yeah. Right.
Still no idea. And something about being favourable. I had a phrase, but I forgot it.
All right, perfect. Thank you. Okay, if I can give you this one here, because this is the one that was on before. okay? Now you three just be quiet, all right? And if you can read a wee bit of what you've got in the back, this is what God's saying to you, okay? Listen up slowly so we can hear.
My child, you know me. You may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and when you would live.
That's great. Thank you. Quite beautiful.
Yes.
Really. Thank you, boys. Give him a clap. Thank you, best friend, child, parent, and God. Good man. Thank you very much. You're here all week. No, you'll be out busking, Mark. You don't have time to do this. Excellent. Is that not what every day's like? So we've got our Bibles, and we're finding our quiet space, but our head's buzzing. Why is our head buzzing? Because we're thinking about what our best friend did. We're thinking about what we have to cook for tea or what we've got no food in the fridge, we have to go food shopping. We're thinking about the work we need to do tomorrow. We're thinking about the ill health issue that perhaps we need to deal with. Perhaps the relationship that's gone a bit pear-shaped or the new relationship that's really exciting. That's what life is like. And yet when we zone out, what was God saying? He was saying, you are my child. You may not know me, but I know everything about you. And it was no coincidence that Rob was the quietest voice being God in all of this, because the Holy Spirit came like a dove, gently, peacefully. He didn't come all guns blazing like a bull in a china shop. He was gentle, and he's a gentleman. So we have to invite him in, invite him to speak to us. Do we tune into the voice of God, the Holy Spirit, when we pray? Do we give space to even listen to God? Or do we sit with a shopping list and say, God, can you help me with this? We pray for this, but we don't actually say what we're asking God to do. We pray for so-and-so, right? Says God, so what do you want to pray for? What do you want me to do? We have to communicate. Do we go bang, bang, bang with the shopping list, or do we pause, listen, and have a conversation? That's what relationships are made of, aren't they? When you've got somebody you want to listen to, you look at them intently. You turn your face and your ear and your body towards them to listen. That's what God does with us. He's saying, come on, tell me, speak to me, hear my heartbeat, come close. Feel my heartbeat. Feel my loving arms around you, ready to listen to you. When we pray, God opens his ears and his heart to listen intently to us with a deep, immeasurable love. But listening to God, Old Testament examples. If Moses had not gone up Mount Sinai to meet with God, would we have the Ten Commandments? Probably, but maybe in a different form. But he went away to listen, to receive them. What happened with Joshua? The Lord spoke to Joshua. He gave him guidance and instruction and encouragement. He had a massive job on his hands. He listened to God, and God spoke. Isaiah had a vision. He listened intently to the vision, and the whole book of Isaiah is there because of those moments. Jeremiah. It says, Jeremiah chapter 1, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to these nations. And then Jeremiah goes on and has a conversation. But God, no, listen, says God, this is where it is. They had a conversation. He listened, they conversed, and he wrote it down. So how do we listen? We too can be ordinary people used in extraordinary ways in God's hands if we listen to what he has for us. Joyce Meyer in her book, I know some don't like it, but I like Joyce Meyer. In her book, Girl Power, says, it's called How to Hear from God. And just a short quote. Even though I sincerely love Jesus, I went to church for years without knowing that God talks to people. I observed all religious rules and holidays. I went to church every Sunday, and I was really doing all I knew to do at the time, but it wasn't enough even to satisfy my longing for God. I could have spent every moment in church or in Bible study, but it wouldn't have quenched the thirst I had for a deeper fellowship with the Lord. I needed to talk to him about my past and hear him talk to me about my future, but nobody taught me that God wants to talk directly to me. No one offered a solution for the dissatisfied feelings I endured. But through reading the Word, I learned that God does want to talk to us, and he does have a plan for our lives that will lead us to a place of peace and contentment. Never hesitate to take what you think are small things to God. After all, everything is small to God. Through Christ and the power of his Holy Spirit, God wants to speak to you on a one-to-one basis every day. He wants to lead you to do good things he has in store for you. Hearing God's voice throughout the day has become a very natural way of life for me since I received the fullness of the Holy Spirit whom Jesus promised to send us. The Father will give his Spirit to all who ask. The Holy Spirit will help us understand the Bible so we will know how to apply its wisdom to our lives. Each of us can hear from God and be led by the Holy Spirit daily. And on it goes. That's enough. Joyce Meyer, as you know, has a huge ministry, a huge teaching ministry. Now, if she on that stage has only recently, when she wrote this book, learned that she too can hear from God, and she'd been to church for how many years? How many of us have been in that place? It's okay for the people of the Old Testament or the pastors or your home group leaders or your ministry leaders to hear from God, but does God really speak to me? Yes, he can, is the answer. So how do we do it? Listening to Father God, if we think about it, the Holy Spirit came down like a dove during the action of prayer. During the action of prayer, the Holy Spirit can come and meet us. It can be a heavenly encounter, a dialogue with Father God, not just a ceiling prayer that bounces off and comes back down again, but a very living, real spiritual encounter. Something happens in prayer. Heaven moves. God's ear turns. And God listens to us. We see that Jesus was praying during his baptism. He was wholly reliant on Father God. So if Jesus, God in bodily form, was in constant communion with his Father, how much more do we need to be like that? Constantly. We have direct access. Not talk-talk. We are phoning. And sometimes you get a dialing tone and no answer at the end. Or an engaged tone. You just talk and God listens. And if you listen, you will hear God speak back to you. The conversation between God and us is so precious. How can you imagine if your relationship would be with God if you listened to him? We all fall in the trap of constantly talking and forgetting to listen. I've done my prayers. Can you help me find a space? Can you help me do this? Can you help me do that? Amen. And away we go. But you know, even the most simple tasks of putting in the washing, of doing the ironing, of cooking the tea, of driving your car, of just sitting can become holy, divine appointments with God if you listen to him. Do you know, instead of moaning doing housework, and moaning having to do piles of washing, I am thankful to God I've got people to do them for. I'm thanking God I've got a family that you've blessed me with. I'm thanking you that I've got a dishwasher. I'm thanking you for this warm house. I'm thanking you for the food, albeit a bit dodgy, the meals I cook. Sometimes that you have given us food. I'm thankful, God, that you love me to bits. And then he talks. Or Father, I'm struggling with this. There's an issue at work. There's a family situation. There's something at school that I'm really struggling with. Can you help me? And just be. And I promise you, God will speak. One way or the other, he will answer you. Even if you don't hear it. The Bible talks in Romans 8 about the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit if we are God's children. All we need to do is just be before God, and the groans of the Spirit within us connect with the Holy Spirit, and he knows everything we're saying, everything we're feeling. When we can't spit out the sentence or the tears just come, God knows. In History Makers recently, we did some prayers at the start of the new year. We do prayers every week. But in our children's ministry, in particular at the start of the new year, I gave the children all bits of paper. And in our Family Life Centre, it's probably about half this main centre here, the centrepiece, all the kids were spread out with bits of paper. I said, right, kids, it says in Jeremiah, if we search for God and we go looking for him, we will find him and he will hear us. So are you ready to pray? Because if we pray, God will hear us. He will meet us here. Right, okay. So on your bits of paper, I got them to write down things to be thankful for God, to God for. And they wrote, and they wrote, and they wrote, and they kept going. It was brilliant. I just prayed, Father, just let your spirit come, and let's see what happens. Well, the bits of paper were there, and there were all sorts of strange handwritings, weren't there, Aaron? But it was perfect, because the kids poured out their hearts to God. And as they shared them, we wrote them on a flip chart. We said, right, here's some of the things you've got. Wow, what a list. Now, kids, between you and God, I want you to read out quietly under your breath the things you're thankful to God for. Say, thank you, Jesus, for. And then they rehearsed the lines that they'd written back to God. Do you know a pin could have dropped in that place and you'd have heard it? The presence of God came down like a dove, like we've read. This peace descended. It was tangible and beautiful. And then we said, right, kids, now what can we ask God to help us with? Oh, I don't know. That was a hard one. Isn't it great we've got kids that at this stage of their life are more thankful than asking for stuff? So we did the thank yous, and that was great. I said, right, now things, what do you need help with? Top of the line, help me be good. Great, let me be good. Help me be good. So we can ask God to help us to be the very best he wants us to be. And again, God's spirit fell. The presence of God was there. These kids are experiencing the power and presence of God in our church on a Sunday morning. So when they pray for each other, they're used to it. When they're in their groups praying, second nature. When I ask my kids to pray for me, they put their hand on me, they close their eyes, they go for it. There's no question, there's no but and how, there's no pause. It's just, this is normal, kids, just pray. God's presence comes. Heaven opens and the Holy Spirit comes. But the key is finding a quiet place away from distraction. We heard those voices earlier. Sometimes we just need to jot down the things that are bothering us. Get them down. Brain dump them. Just dump them. God knows. But just write them down in a prayer. That's what I've been doing. And I found a journal here. I wanted to read something out of you. True that I do this as well. I do this listening to God thing and writing it all out. And I found this because I was rummaging around, and this is interesting, it was 3 years ago this week, this is what was written. And I was at a point in my life where I was about to launch a women's ministry, Women of Worth, and it was a teaching course for 12 weeks showing women their worth in God and God's plan for them. And I'd gone through this, and I'm like, yeah, but you know, I just want more of you, Holy Spirit. And I'm just going to read a wee bit of what God had done. So he laid out for me what he saw in my future. And I've written it down, his promises, the visions he'd given me for my future, and things, his promises and things he's got me to do. And then he says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not falter, for I am leading you forward with a steady foot. Is this echoey? You have nothing to fear, for I see the end from the beginning. And my ways are just and perfect. Listen, my presence will increase in you, in all you do, if you search and hunger for me, and I will be closer to you. For my spirit is but a breath away. Inhale me, and I will breathe life into your being. Every cell will be saturated with my life-giving power and presence. Enjoy me and all I lead you to do. For I never make mistakes, and will always be with you, my child. Advance. That's how the Father speaks to me. He can speak to you too. And I'm sure there are people in this room that could testify to how God has spoken to them like that. Deep, precious things. Journals that I keep so my kids can see how God has led me forward in my life. And things that are written in here are coming to pass now. And that I just wept this afternoon when I read it. I was blown away thinking, oh! And I shared it with Tim and I'm like, white news, what, are you okay? And I'm like, do you know, hold on to these moments. Get a journal, write them down. Expect the Holy Spirit to come. Invite him. Anticipate God speaking to you. Anticipate those life-changing moments or those words of encouragement or the do not be afraid or stand up and fight. Take up your spear and go. I'm going to pray now. I wonder if you guys could just play something softly in the background. How Deep the Father's Love, if you could just play it quietly. Instrumentally first, please, would be great. I believe this evening that there's, if not just one person, a few people that need to really to connect with your Father God, that need to reconnect. I don't know what your heavenly father, your earthly father was like. I don't know how your relationship was. But be assured, God is awesome. God is trustworthy. God is perfect. God is everlasting. God is your Father in heaven. And he is saying to you tonight, you are my child, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. So I'm just going to pray. I'm going to take us in on a wee journey. And I just want you to have the music in the background and just go with it. And if that's you this evening, just take a step of faith and say, Jesus, I'm trusting you. I'm giving my life to you again or for the first time. And I am expecting you to move in power in my life and to help me and to show me how to be the man or woman or child or boy that you want me to be tonight. So as Jesus prayed, the heavens opened. And Father God, as we pray now, we recognize your heaven is open here. Father, we thank you that through the blood of Jesus, we can be assured of your holy presence. And Holy Spirit, we invite you to come now in power. For you are a gentleman. And we give you access in this place. We ask you to come. And this evening, if you have Jesus in your life, you can be assured that right now we are in the throne room of God. We can come boldly, but reverently, and with fear in awesomeness of Father God. And as we come into the throne room now, imagine you're sitting at the Father's feet. So in front of you, you'll see Jesus. Just lift your head and look. His beauty is there to be marveled, to be blown away by. Look into eyes that love you beyond belief. Now look at his hands as they are scarred. Those hands were scarred for us. Now over to Jesus' right, you'll see a shadow. Because we're not going to see God's face to face until we're in heaven. But you know he's there. And that heavenly Father, when he looks at you at Jesus' feet, sees perfection because we are in Christ's blood. Father God, we just thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you, Jesus, that your blood covers our sins. We thank you, Jesus, for your never-ending love for us, for your sacrifice for each of us. And we thank you that your blood makes us perfect before the Father. So as we stand before you now, we ask for a fresh touch of you in our lives. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you will come and fill us up, that you will rest on us, that your presence will be tangible in our lives, that as we go about our daily business, your presence will be so powerful in us that others can't fail to recognize you in us. Lord God, we marvel at your plan of rescuing us. We marvel at you sending yourself in body form to save us. And we thank you, Father God, that you brought yourself down in the form of Jesus Christ to identify with us. Jesus, we thank you for your example of relying wholeheartedly on Father God. We thank you that you prayed continuously to him, and that nothing you said and did was apart from the Father's plan. We thank you that you were baptized, that you symbolize your death and resurrection for us to see. We thank you that you did this to show us how to come to life through you. And we're eternally grateful, Father. So, Lord God, I pray now that for anyone here who wants to receive your forgiveness and receive your eternal life, afresh or for the first time ever, that Jesus, you would come and meet them now. That Holy Spirit, you would move gently in hearts. That Holy Spirit, you would transform each of us so that we're more and more in the image of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray.